They say the hall's going to be reopened, said Miss Marcy, when we had told her the position about the rent. Well, we will just have to put the rent down and mark it optional. Now, what about food? Can you do it on 15 shillings a week per head? The idea of our family ever coming by £6 a week made us all hoot with laughter. If Miss Marcy is really going to advise us, said Topaz, she'd better be told we have no visible income at all this year. Miss Marcy flushed and said, I did know things were difficult, but dear Mrs. Mortmain, there must be some money, surely. We gave her the facts. Not one penny has come in during January or February. Last year, Father got £40 from America, where Jacob Wrestling still sells. Topaz posed in London for 3 months, saved £8 for us, and borrowed 50. And we sold a tall boy to a King's Crypt dealer for £20. We've been living on the tall boy since Christmas. I've been thinking, Miss Cassandra, said Stephen quietly, that I should get work. They'd have me at Four Stones Farm. But the garden, Stephen! I almost wailed, for we just about live on our vegetables. He said the days would soon draw out, and that he'd work for us in the evenings. So you put me down for 25 shillings a week, Miss Marcy, Stephen went on, because Mr. Stebbins said he'd start me at that, and I'd get my dinner at Four Stones. Just then, Father came out on the staircase and looked down on us all. What, a round game? He said, and I suppose it must have looked like one, with us grouped round the table in the lamplight. What is it? And before I could think of any way of distracting him, he had leaned over Miss Marcy's shoulder to look at the list in front of her. As it then stood, it read, Earning capacity for present year. Mrs. Mortmain. Nil. Cassandra Mortmain. Nil. Thomas Mortmain. Nil. Rose Mortmain. Nil. Mr. Mortmain. Nil. Stephen Colley. 25 shillings a week. Father's expression didn't change as he read. He went on smiling, but I could feel something happening to him. When he had finished, he said quite lightly, And is Stephen giving us his wages? Well, I ought to pay for my board and lodging, Mr. Mortmain, sir, said Stephen, and for past favours, all the books you've lent me. I'm sure you'll make a very good head of the family, said Father. We could hear him humming as he went through the bedrooms on his way to the gatehouse. Miss Marcy made no remark about the incident, which shows what a tactful person she is, but she looked embarrassed and said she must be getting along. After that, we all decided to go to bed to save making up the fire, so we got our hot bricks out of the oven and wended our ways. I am writing in the attic this afternoon because Topaz and Rose are so very conversational in the kitchen. They have unearthed a packet of green dye. It dates from when I was an elf in the school play, and are going to dip some old dresses.